With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Before leaving for a visit to the Middle East, President Trump has signed an executive order setting a 30-day deadline for drug makers to electively lower the cost of prescription drugs in the U.S. or face new limits down the road over what the government will pay. House Republicans have introduced legislation that would significantly slash Medicaid spending. Bernie Bennett with more in this report.
The bill from the House Energy and Commerce Committee comes ahead of what's expected to be a marathon committee hearing on Tuesday. It appears to cater more to the moderate wing of the party rather than the conservatives who had been agitating for drastic cuts to the program. But it remains to be seen if leaders found the right balance between the two sides. The legislation does not include a per-beneficiary cap on federal Medicaid spending. Neither does it include a reduction in the minimal federal share to states, both of which were being pushed by conservatives. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
An Israeli-American soldier held hostage for more than 19 months in the Gaza Strip has been released by Hamas in a goodwill gesture toward the Trump administration. The deal could lay the groundwork for a new ceasefire with Israel, the Israeli military confirmed. 21-year-old Eden Alexander has been released. More senators voicing concerns about the well-being of Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman. Bob Agnew reports.
The Hill reports Democrat senators are having discussions about their concerns for Fetterman after a disturbing report in New York Magazine brought to light potential health problems. The report cites communications from a former staffer describing Fetterman as being, quote, on a bad trajectory and warning that he may not be with us for much longer unless something is done. In 2022, Fetterman suffered a stroke and subsequent issues with hearing and language, as well as a bout of depression. Bob Agnew reporting.
Stocks remain sharply higher, the Dow up more than 2.5%. This is SRN News. Canada continues to move to the left.
While the U.S. appears to be turning away from the LGBT agenda, our neighbors to the north are leaning in. Lawmakers in the province of Manitoba are considering a measure that would define so-called gender expression as a human right. Canadians are generally more left-wing on issues of homosexuality than the U.S., but some critics are saying local lawmakers are outpacing the public on transgenderism. Meanwhile, some gay couples in this country are immigrating north. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ukraine accuses Russia of an overnight drone attack, while Ukraine's President Zelensky is hoping for peace talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin coming this week. The PKK Kurdish military group says it will disband and end its armed struggle as part of a new peace initiative with Turkey. That would end 4 decades of armed conflict in that country. This is SRN News. And in other news, will public land soon be on the selling block?
Congressional Republicans say their plan to sell 460,000 acres of public land will generate revenue and offer space to build houses in western cities. Some skeptics, though, worry it could be a giveaway for developers and mining companies. But for some rapidly growing western cities, owning the adjacent federal land could be a tremendous boon. Legislation passed in the House Natural Resources Committee, part of the Republicans' tax cut package. Jason Walker reporting.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy plans to reduce the number of flights in and out of the Newark Liberty International Airport. That will be for the next few weeks. New Jersey's largest airport has been struggling recently with radar outages. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.